Governor Cuomo is under pressure from Republicans in the Senate to cut income taxes and from New York City Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio to raise income taxes on the rich. But he says the state, which already has a temporary income tax surcharge on the wealthy, needs to address its highest in the nation property taxes right now instead of the personal income tax, also known as the PIT.
Look at the property tax because it's bigger and it's more oppressive to people than the PIT. You ask people in the state, what is your income tax rate? Nobody knows. You ask them what their property tax is, they can tell you the number to the penny.
The governor's budget director, Robert Megna, offered more details of the plan. It would result in a two-year property tax freeze if local governments and schools hold the line on spending. He says it would also include a tax credit for lower-income New Yorkers who pay a high percentage of their wages in property taxes, sometimes known as a circuit breaker. The plan also includes business tax cuts and a cut in the estate tax. The Cuomo administration has been stung by criticism that the tax commission plan did not do enough for New York City. Megna says the plan will now include a renter's tax credit. It would provide $450 million in tax relief in total to New York City residents.
When you add the renter's credit that the governor supports, you get a fairly balanced program between New York City and the rest of the state.
The combined tax reductions would total $2 billion. The state already has a projected $1.7 billion deficit for the new fiscal year. Megna says he thinks the gap can be closed and the tax cuts can be achieved if the state continues to hold the line on spending growth to 2%, as it has done for the past 3 years. Megna was asked whether he thinks there will need to be spending cuts to make up for the $3.7 billion.
The question is, you know, how you define what you mean by cuts.
But Governor Cuomo says there does not have to be any spending cuts to pay for the tax reductions. He says he even plans to increase aid to schools by as much as 5% from the current year. And he says those who are skeptical or against the proposed tax reductions do so for ideological reasons. The tax commission plan has been criticized by both progressive and conservative groups.
Those are the polar extremes. They've always been the polar extremes. That's the spectrum of the political party. You have the conservatives on one side, you have the liberals on the other, and their response is sort of predictable. On those who are against tax cuts, well, some of the editorials, well, we then have to cut other things. No, that's not factually accurate.
The governor says savings could be achieved by keeping some parts of the budget at zero growth, but he says it's premature to get into specific numbers over a tax cut plan that is, for now, still a concept. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.